When you can't agree on what to order or you're settling for whatever, mealtime can be a major. That's where Wonder comes in. Download the app for access to everything you're craving. Mix and match hundreds of freshly prepared dishes from menus by renowned chefs, delivered in one order. Say goodbye to compromise. From poke to pizza, it's all on Wonder. Use code WONDER50P for 50% off your first two orders on Wonder. Wonder, the cravings expert. Get the app today. Terms apply. See wonder.com/newcustomer for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
What a garbage answer. And I get why he did it. He doesn't want to throw his third base coach under the bus.
Right. Yeah, I guess he's trying to protect him. But you don't have to be down there to know that he should have sent him.
So
he would have scored standing up.
Easily. One thing I didn't bring up. Patrick tweeted this at us, at Jones and Keith, at Keith21, at Jones WEEI. Not only should he have been going on contact, he was going on contact.
Yeah.
Not only should he have been going hard around third base because there were two outs, it was also a full count, which I didn't even bring up.
Full count.
So, like,
Great point. Even
more so.
Runners are in motion.
And the guy.
But we're not down there.
The guy flies. We saw it 2 weeks ago against Oakland, in case you forgot. He won a game by taking off with contact from third, but taking off with contact, head first slide, beat it easily. The guy's speed is borderline game changer.
Yep.
98 sprint speed. Whatever the hell that means.
98.
And
is that MLB The Show?
I guess.
Yeah.
The ball's bouncing around. Jazz Chisholm dove, took forever, got to his... I mean, great play to knock the ball down, but took forever, got to his feet, bounces the throw.
Yep.
Rice doesn't field it. It's bouncing around. How you don't score there? I don't care that I'm not there.
It's inexcusable. No, it really is. And then you see the replays. I think he's on third base or just past it when Jazz still has the ball.
Has the ball.
Hasn't even thrown it yet. Let alone it's going to be like a one-hopper throw over there. Even if Ben Rice fields it clean, which he didn't,
You
would have scored. So, yeah, Cora can make whatever kind of excuse he wants. That has to be killing him, though. That's got to keep him up last night because that is devastating. That was an opportunity to get a run. Once again, you saw it the night before, Yoshida driving in guys like Sogard. It looked like he was going to drive in Eaton. It's like these bottom of the roster guys coming through.
I'm telling you, Lucas, we let Lucas stay up a little bit last night.
Oh, look at
Lucas
you.
Lucas was watching, and I'm like celebrating in the living room.
Well, that was the issue. Make the kid go to bed.
I should have, you know what?
Was he sleeping game one?
Should have put him down. He was definitely asleep by the time Yoshida gave him the lead. So,
well, he'll be sleeping tonight. Game's at 8:08.
You're right. That's on me.
Yeah.
Tonight might be on you since you got, what's our name? Our guy Giolito hurt.
I even cracked a few rally beers. I had a few rally beers later in the game.
Did nothing.
But we let Lucas stay up a little bit last night. I'm like, all right, here we go. They're going to take the lead.
Yep.
I thought they did. I'm like celebrating in the living room. And then I had to explain that, they actually didn't score.
Oh, they held him up. I guess you must have tripped. Like, what happened?
I couldn't believe it.
Kyle Hudson tackled him?
When they didn't update the scoreboard and he was still standing on third, I couldn't believe it. So, look, I just think that that's how you lost the game. There's plenty of other blame to go around. There are plenty of other ways they could have won the game. I mean, the one thing I knew we were going to hear today, I don't agree with it, but I guess if you want to weigh in on it, go for it. Justin in D.C. tweeted at me this morning, they're not. When they lose tonight, it'll be because they didn't get a bat at the trade deadline. Our guy Ray in Cumberland.
Yep.
Breslow needed to get better players. Eaton and the others aren't cutting it.
Well, if Kyle Hudson sends him, we would have been singing a different tune about Nate Eaton.
This is how I feel about it. Could they have gotten more good players? I mean, sure. I'd always take more good players.
I would love good players.
I wish they got more good players.
That'd be nice.
Was last night about their lack of talent, or was last night about how they kept effing up in key spots?
No, because would you have acquired somebody at the deadline that would have pitched in front of Brian Baio? I don't think so. We all wanted Joe Ryan, but Baio had a good year.
Ryan would be the name, but short of that, no.
Probably Baio.
No one else,
right?
No one like that moved.
Would you have not had Whitlock pitch, in these situations? And then, I mean, would Jaren Duran not have been in left field? He dropped the ball in left field. He was an all-star a year ago. You hung on to him. And we were all saying the last month, it was a good thing that you did because Roman Anthony got hurt. What would your outfield have looked like? And I know Duran has not had a good series. I'm just saying this isn't like a Breslow thing. He would have been out in left field. And then the third base coach, would you get a new third base coach at the deadline? I mean, that'd be great.
The one thing about that play, too, is like they're so aggressive last night. Everything they do is so aggressive. Yeah. And I know it's not Cora at third base.
No, I know.
But your base coach is an extension of you. And, like, everything they did last night was aggressive. Get Bayo out of there. Quick hook with him. This and that. And then that's such a conservative play on such an obvious play to send him.
They played the game very much like they were the ones facing elimination, which I don't hate that tactic. But then you have this play that stands out, to your point, even more so because it's so counter to what they were doing.
Stinks. Real quick, this is Jaren Duran after the game on his play in left field. I give him credit for facing the music. Not everybody does that. But here's Duran on the ball that he dropped from Aaron Judge.
You took us through a fly ball that Judge hit from your perspective.
Yeah, I mean, I was just playing pretty deep on Judge. And as I was coming in, I thought it was hit a little harder than it was. And then I kind of gained more ground than I thought. I didn't really have to go into a full dive there and kind of just push the ball on myself a little more and kind of got really up on me. But, you know. It's on me.
How much is that, though? You know, Jared, you bounce back and things like this all the time. Just kind of baseball and put it behind you, move on, and get ready for game three.
Baseball!
Yeah, I mean, this one's going to sting a little bit. I mean, I know that game is 100% on me. If I make that play, Trevor hits the homer, we take the lead. But, you know, I messed it up, gave them momentum, and then, you know, things just happen from there. But, you know, that one's on me. I'm going to have to wear that one.
That Dan Roach playing psychiatrist?
Yeah,
there
it was. Yeah.
It's just baseball, though. Yeah. Jaren, everything will be all right.
I have a weird feeling he's going to come through tonight.
I hope
but
so, man. But he's got to catch that ball. Oh, like, there's no excuse for that. But even if you're he's like, I didn't have to dive. Okay, it's still hitting the glove.
Yeah. They still haven't changed that. That's still a hit. I thought maybe today we'd wake up and that would be an error on Duran.
That's home cooking, right?
That's
like,
been.
Oh, let's get Aaron Judge some hits in the playoffs.
I had a bunch of tweets about this last night. I think it's some of that. I got a bunch of tweets. Oh, well, he went into a dive, so you couldn't give him an error.
Like, hit him in the chest.
The ball
couldn't have been placed any better.
That's asterisk on that hit for whatever his batting average is this morning.
Yeah.
Lifetime in the postseason.
I think he took like a step back, too, didn't he? But then he is fast, so he's able, like, he doesn't always read the ball well, but he can make up for it because he is lightning fast.
It's true.
And then he just, yeah, that was devastating. And then credit to Story, though. I mean, they were trailing for 5 minutes.
Yeah, and then that is true. I mean, Story picked him up right away, which was good.
That was huge.
You could have felt like that snowballed a
little bit. Well, it was a new game because now you're in the sixth inning and you're thinking, all right, Rodon's pitched decent. Bayo has been long gone and it's tied.
And so you're like, and their bullpen sucks.
Their bullpen sucks. So you're like, all right, if you get into the bullpen, and we thought Bayo had the advantage over Rodon, specifically Red Sox-Yankee matchups, right? Rodon was good against everybody else this year, not great against the Red Sox. So, yeah, you would have liked to have, you know, had the two starters exit and the Red Sox have the lead. But you felt like if you get late into the game, both teams into the bullpen, and it's tied, still advantage Red Sox.
I agree. Now, in fairness, three scoreless from the Yankee bullpen last night, two hits, three strikeouts.
Yeah,
so they were good last night, but I would take that. I'm with you. Joe is in New Bedford. Get us started today, Joe.
Hey, Joe.
What's going on, guys? I've been waiting a while, so I got a few things. Let me get through them all. One, on that whole rounding third thing, that I've actually put on Cora because it should be a standard. There's two outs. You're one of the two fastest players on the team. You should be in dead sprint no matter what. It's either an out or it's not, and you're likely 20 feet from home plate no matter what. Secondly, when it comes to Whitlock, all right, the reason why I think he kept him in so long is because he had every intention of putting Chapman in, and if you put someone else in before the inning's over, they have to face three batters. So I think that's what happened there. Secondly, Seydon Rafaela.
So that's incorrect. He was out for a second inning, so that's wrong, but keep going.
No, what I'm saying is he was out for a second inning. I'm talking about if you take him out and you put someone else in, they now have to face three batters.
I see.
Then he can't put a Chapman in for that final inning. Okay. No, then Rafaela, no. I'm pretty sure that he has three.
When you can't agree on what to order or you're settling for whatever, mealtime can be a major. That's where Wonder comes in. Download the app for access to everything you're craving. Mix and match hundreds of freshly prepared dishes from menus by renowned chefs, delivered in one order. Say goodbye to compromise. From poke to pizza, it's all on Wonder. Use code WONDER50P for 50% off your first two orders on Wonder. Wonder.
the cravings expert. Get the app today. Terms apply. See wonder.com/new customer for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
What?
Well, no, if they end the inning, yeah. Chapman can start the ninth.
Correct. So that's right. So I was incorrect about what he was saying was wrong because I was so confused.
I think
He also
not to bog everybody down, but depending on when you took Whitlock out, you can't put that guy in for one out necessarily. Say you take him out, you put a quick hook on Whitlock.
Right.
Maybe that changes things. But no.
But if you pulled him with two outs, correct. You just needed one out, and then Chapman could start the ninth. So he's wrong about
you
that.
Brought in
Zach Kelly literally did it the inning before.
Right.
Thank you.
Great. best point yet.
This is the problem. They start tweaking rules a little bit. It's just it overcomplicates things.
I don't blame Cora. I mean, look. I mean, it's ultimately his third base coach. Yeah. So, like by proxy, it's your guy. But that's a third base coach making a horrible mistake. Bang bang.
Now, the more you think
about
it,
what's Cora supposed to do? Yell from the dugout and override the third base? Like, what's he supposed to do there?
Yeah, the more you think about it, just the more frustrating it is.
I still can't believe they didn't score. I still can't believe they didn't score there.
Yeah, why aren't you just hauling ass? And then even like you said, if he throws him out, all right, inning's over. Yeah, you touch home plate, doesn't mean anything, whatever. But or he doesn't, and now Ben Rice, who's not known for his arm by any means or his glove or anything, he's not going to make that play. Yeah, that's a killer. There was a lot of plays. There's a lot of moments. There's a lot of decisions. That's the beauty of playoff baseball. But that one, to me, stands at the top. I don't even think there's a close second.
Let's get into the matchup tonight. What sort of chances you giving the Red Sox? We'll get back into the rivalry, which does feel back after all those hateable Yankees fans and all their hateable players, Cruz, Chisholm, add whoever you want to the list. Keith hates Hill for some reason.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.